Hello, and welcome to the Reclaim Your Confidence Workshop. My name is Nicole. I'm an empowerment coach who teaches influencers, artists, and speakers how to create the impact they desire and change the world through a powerful presence. You see, just like you, I lost my confidence. In 2013, I watched my life burn to the ground with divorce, robbery, car accidents, and the death of a dear friend. I suffered the biggest life change I had ever faced and was not only questioning who I was, but how did I get here? The life I knew was in ashes and I had to rebuild. I had this big vision of what I wanted my life to be, but I was terrified. Did I have what it takes? I had a lot of self-doubt after losing so much. And then I discovered how to reclaim my confidence and everything changed. Now, I hadn't learned this in any of my classes, and it was the single thing that turned my life around and allowed me to tap into my inner power. Now, since then, I've developed the ZenRed method, which teaches you to reframe how you think, feel, and act from a place of power rather than from fear or limiting beliefs. And now I've helped hundreds of people around the world become whole and cultivate inner power so they can connect better to themselves and live in harmony with the world around them. It all begins with your confidence, with the level of self-trust that you have no matter what happens. So today, we're going to dive in and turn this around for you now. So grab a pen, your journal, and the downloadable PDF that you will see below this video on this page. And if you need to go ahead and press pause right now to get yourself set up, but you want something to write with, you know, whether that is the PDF or a journal, a blank piece of paper, and then come to a quiet place. Turn off your distractions, all those things that like to go ding, 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 and ask for your attention. Turn off your email and just give yourself permission to take care of you. Now, transformation happens only in expansive space, not in a hurried rush. So go to a quiet place, and you can pause the video if you need to. Go to a quiet place for the next 25 minutes or so, and bring your focus here and now. Okay, so before we dive into reclaiming your confidence, it's important to understand why this happens, you know, after a setback, after some sort of big change in your life. What's the deal, right? So I imagine there was a time in your life when you felt fearless and confident. You felt like things were in flow and all was well. And then everything fell apart. And in that moment, you may be asking, where did it go? Why did my confidence leave? I need it more than ever now. So it's important to know that change can be a huge shock to the body. And when we're in shock, the body goes into protection mode and your mind sends a signal that things are not safe and you are not okay. Your system essentially goes on high alert and you can feel tense, anxious, and shaky. You may feel distrustful, unsettled, and on guard because the last thing you want is to experience even more shock or disappointment. So, for example, my client Livia had been humiliated on national TV when a reality show doctored the editing of her band's performance, making them look like amateurs. Now, she knew she had to speak up about it so that other bands would not be bullied in the same way, but was lacking the confidence to really go public because she had experienced so much bullying herself. Now, my client Dirk suffered a debilitating hand injury that stopped his comic career cold and brought on crippling anxiety. He wanted to be able to return to his fans with a new character that he was so passionate about, but felt completely stuck and frozen on how to launch a Kickstarter because he was terrified his audience was angry with him for taking time away to heal. Now, many of my clients have gone through a very rough event and wanted to be able to move forward, but they lacked the confidence to do so. They felt confused, as prior in their career, they felt like they were on top of the world and things were going well. But when the bottom fell out, they felt lost and confused. Now, part of the journey to reclaiming your confidence is to doubt yourself. It's completely normal. Just take that in. Everyone doubts themselves after big changes, but not everyone has the tools to reclaim their confidence. Thankfully, that's why we're here together. So let's dive in with this first step. Okay. So the first step to reclaiming your confidence is to first acknowledge the change, the event, what has occurred for you, the disappointment, the setback. Now, as James Baldwin famously said, nothing can be changed until it is faced. So just take a moment and acknowledge what has occurred. Bring to mind the life change or disappointment that you have experienced. Give yourself permission to just feel what is arising. Now, usually there's a lot of emotion, and that can be felt in your heart. I know it was for me. I remember at the height of my divorce, I was temping in an office and having waves of shock almost every 30 minutes or so that my marriage was actually ending. And my heart felt so tight. It would feel like a ball. So I would go into the bathroom, place a hand over my heart and just say, yes. I was acknowledging the change in those moments. And that is what I want to lead you through first today. So with this event alive now in your body, let's just take a moment and massage our heart centers together. It doesn't matter what hand, just take a moment in a circular motion. Now, if you feel air releasing or you want to make a sound, let it out. You may yawn, sigh like I did, or perhaps cry. This simple technique of massaging the heart is moving any energy that is stuck there, and feel free to pause the video if need be. Now, after you're done, allow your hands to just rest on your heart and close your eyes. Feel your heart beating beneath your palm and your lungs expanding and contracting with breath. Now slowly and gently open your eyes. So just take this moment to notice how you are feeling and what is arising. Now grab your pen and journal or the PDF and pause the video and just write down what you're feeling. You'll see at the top of the PDF, the first question is what is arising in step one. So just take a moment and pause the video. Now there may be tension, uneasiness, or sadness. You may feel heat, chill, or a tingling. There may be an image or color coming up, or perhaps a word. Now it's all okay. By massaging the heart, you're allowing this energy to be expressed in all of these ways, right? Words, images, colors, instead of it being stuck. Okay. So now that you have cleared some of the energy, we're going to go to the next step. So the second step in reclaiming your confidence is to take an internal journey. So your greatest power is always within. So I'm going to lead you in a guided visualization and make sure that you have your pen and the PDF, your journal nearby. So go ahead and get yourself set up. And if you can, to be sitting up would be fantastic. If you're not feeling well and you really need to lie down, of course, please do so. But if you are able, I'm going to invite and encourage you to sit up. And in sitting, if you can have your feet flat on the floor, and you can go ahead and support yourself with any pillows. You'll see I've got a pillow behind my back. And what we're looking for is to create some alignment in the spine. There's so many healing modalities that speak about how the spine is the center of energy flow. And so what we want to do is create some alignment here to allow for a beautiful journey. Okay. So go ahead and get yourself set up. And if you need to pause the video, please feel free to do so. Okay. So now that you're settled in, let's start by just shaking out the fingertips. Okay. We're just going to shake out the fingertips. Like we're getting water off of the fingertips. And then you can allow the shaking to just kind of go through the arms and through the upper body. If you want to, you can kind of shimmy and shake, just kind of allow things to shake. And then let your hands rest gently in your lap. And then go ahead and wiggle your toes. I know you can't see them right now, but wiggle your toes. And then start to roll through the balls of your feet from the heels to the balls, to the balls, to the heels. And start to feel that blood flow coming up through the legs, up through the calves. And then allow your feet to settle. Feeling all four corners of your feet making contact with the earth. Really feel almost like roots are growing down out of your feet, down into the earth. And then bring your attention to your knees, and then bring your attention to your seat. Now I want you to go ahead and close your eyes and just take a moment and allow yourself to really feel supported. Whatever you're sitting on, lying on, allow it to really take the weight of your body, releasing all of the ways that you feel you have to hold yourself up, whatever has come before this moment. Just allow the chair, the couch, the seat to really hold you. Now, stack your ribs on top of your hips, your shoulders on top of your ribs, and your head ever so gently on top of your spine, imagining this golden thread from the base of your spine up through the top of your head to your own personal North Star in the sky. Now imagine warm light shining down on you. And whatever color comes, just trust that. This is a healing, warm light, and allow it to enter in through the top of the head, filling your mind, your face, coming down into your throat and opening up the throat, making its way down into the sternum and spilling out over the shoulders, into the elbows, the wrists, and the hands. Allow this light to make its way down into the heart, opening gently the heart space. And then coming down through the lungs, all of your internal organs, filling the pelvic region, flowing like a beautiful river down through your thighs, your knees, your shins, your calves, your ankle bones, and filling your feet from the heels to the balls, to the toes. And just take a moment and feel yourself fully filled with this vibrant, warm light. Feel yourself whole and complete, shining and filled. Bring your hands to your belly and cup it ever so gently. And I invite you to breathe with me three times, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe out. One more time. And release. Release your hands. And now I want you to imagine yourself in your mind's eye, rising up out of the chair or where you are laying and walking towards a door. Now this is your unique magical door. And it is made up of a material that speaks to you, whether that is metal or wood, glass, maybe jewels. This is your magical door. It's an expression of you. And you're going to open this door and find yourself at the top of a spiral staircase. And you're going to start to make your way down the staircase. Now there's a handrail for you to hold on to, and there's this plush, soft, warm carpet that supports your feet as you easily and gently step down, 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 down. You make your way to the bottom of the steps and you find yourself at another door, another one of your magical doors. And you open this up and find yourself in a field outside. And it is the perfect temperature for you. And you feel the air on your skin. And you feel your body relax with the comfort of your environment. Then you start to walk down a grassy path. And again, your feet are so supported. You see a wonderful blue sky. Hear birds, see butterflies. There is vibrant, abundant life all around you. Nature all around you. As you walk down this path, feeling the warmth of the sun and this perfect temperature that feels so inviting to your body. You find yourself in front of another one of your magical doors, and you enter in and find yourself in your perfect living space. Everything that you need is here. And just take a moment and take it in, the smells, the windows, and the lights. And you are here by yourself in this glorious, perfect living space that has everything you need that brings you joy. And in front of you is a beautiful, vibrant couch in your favorite color. And you go and you sit down on the couch and you see a button in front of you. And when you press the button, A screen appears before your eyes, and a movie starts to play. And it's the movie of when you felt most confident. And you watch yourself up on the screen, feeling confident, feeling fearless, taking bold action. And this is at any age, but this is the moment you are watching. And as you watch this movie, how do you feel? What are you seeing in yourself up on that screen? Take it in. And the movie's winding down now. And the screen disappears. And into the room walks the part of you that is not feeling confident. This is the part of you that's feeling lost, insecure, and scared. And this part comes in and sits down next to you on the couch, and turns to you and tells you what it needs to feel confident again. And just open up and listen to what this part is saying. It's telling you, I need to feel confident again. And now this part of you is giving you an object. This is a symbol of what this part needs and what is going to be helpful for reclaiming your confidence. Take this object from that part of you, place it in your lap, and then wrap your arms around this part of you and give them a deep hug. And feel their arms around you and feel your hearts beating together. Feel the rise and fall of your breath together. And then release the hug and look deeply into the eyes of this part of you and say, I see you. I hear you. I love you. And let this part know you're going to work together. And this part of you smiles and exits the room. And now you're going to take that object and place it into your pocket and get up from the couch and know that you can return to this space anytime you need to speak to this part of you and to reclaim and remind yourself what you need. So walk to your magical door and open it and close and walk back through that inviting, abundant field. Feel the earth beneath your feet and the sky above you, holding you with care and compassion as you walk across the field. And you find yourself in front of the door and open and find yourself at the base of the spiral staircase. And holding the handrail, you start to climb up the steps easily, each foot coming one upon the other, your legs feeling strong, stepping up, 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 easily walking up, 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 until you find yourself at the top of the stairs in front of your door, which you open and close and come and sit back down into your body. And place your hands on your belly and breathe with me three times, breathing in through the mouth and out. Breathe to the top of the head through your nose and out through the mouth. Breathe to the bottom of your feet and out. Rub your hands together. Place them on your heart. And then shake out the fingertips again, like we did at the beginning. Shake through the arms and shimmy, shimmy, shake. Let the hands rest gently, roll the shoulders back, roll the shoulders forward, and gently and easily, when you feel ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now that you have completed your internal journey, we're going to process what you experienced through writing and mine it for the gold that will allow you to reclaim your confidence. So grab your PDF and a pen, and I want you to just take a few minutes and write down what you saw and heard. So write down what this doubting part of you, when they sat down on the couch next to you, what they asked for, and what object you were given. List any associations that you may have with the object. So for instance, if you were given a piece of jewelry or a flower, what is your association with that object? Is it a family piece or a flower you love or one you admire or maybe one that was given to you by someone important? So just give yourself the time you need and feel free to pause the video. Okay. So once you've written that down, we're done with the second step, and we're going to move to the third and final step. So the third step in reclaiming your confidence is to apply this to your waking life. And the way you apply this is through a nourishing practice. So your confidence needs nourishment, just like all other aspects of your being, just like all living things. Your confidence is a living aspect of you, just like your bones, organs, and senses. You nourish your body with food and drink. You nourish your skin with sunlight. And when you do this, your body responds with growth. Well, the same is true with your confidence. Your confidence will grow when it is nourished. And you do that by meeting your needs. Now, specifically, the needs of the doubting part of you. So here's how you create your own nourishing practice. So begin with, and you'll see this on the PDF, what did that part of you ask for in the internal journey? What was their answer when they sat next to you on the couch? So let me give you an example. Let's say that part of you said they need love. So you write that down. So then the next question is, how can you meet that need? So for the example of love, this could be some kind of self-care, taking a walk or spending time with people who light you up. Or maybe that part of you asked for space. Now, some ways you could meet that need might be setting boundaries on your social media or time watching TV and the news, or giving yourself quiet time in the morning before you interact with your loved ones. Or it may be not responding to a text from someone you realize really doesn't have your best interests at heart. Now, what's important to note here is that this is purely personal, individual to you. Only you know how to meet your needs. So trust whatever is coming up for you now. So let's put the nourishing practice into actual practice. So I want you to give yourself the next week and do this nourishing practice every day. Now journal about it. And at the end of the week, write down, how do you feel? What do you feel you are capable of doing now? Do you feel you can have a conversation you were afraid to have? Perhaps submit your work to be published? Maybe reach out to a booking agent or podcast producer for new speaking opportunities? You know, my client Diane went through this process, reclaimed her confidence, and was able to launch her own coaching business and podcast after being terminated from a career she loved. Turns out her confidence never left. And the same is true for you. You taking this step today takes an immense amount of courage, especially in the face of big change. You turned inwards and you found answers, realizing what you needed still exists inside. There is a light burning in your internal fireplace. And with this exercise and using a nourishing practice, you can now tend the flame and burn your light brightly to do the work you are here to do. And feel free to use this exercise whenever you are doubting yourself. Connecting with that part of you that is calling for attention will always allow you to move forward. The way is through, and you've just proven to yourself that you are capable. Congrats. This is when I should be having like lights going off and confetti. So I'm so grateful that you are here. And I want to personally invite you to come into this new space and look around. Now you can connect with me further at NicoleRogers.com to see my courses and ways you can work with me to create the impact you desire and change the world through a powerful presence. Now, I have many great resources that can help you reclaim your confidence. Also, keep an eye on your inbox because I have something special coming to you. Who you are is your greatest power. And I celebrate you for showing up today and taking this first step in reclaiming your unstoppable confidence. Thank you so much for being here.